Welcome back, friends. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, fortitude and joy under trial. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. Aquinas, virtue and gift. Aquinas connects this beatitude with the virtue of fortitude and the gift of fortitude. Fortitude strengthens the will to endure difficulty for the sake of the good. It does not seek suffering, but it does not retreat when righteousness demands perseverance. The repetition of the promise from the first beatitude is earlier beatitudes formed interior order. This final beatitude tests whether that order remains stable under pressure. The repetition of the promise from the first beatitude is deliberate. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Aquinas observes that perseverance confirms participation in that kingdom. The one who remains firm in justice already lives under divine rule. Fortitude preserves charity when charity becomes costly. Augustine adds that joy under persecution is not irrational. It springs from love of a higher good. When love is rightly ordered, loss does not devastate the soul because ultimate possession has not been threatened. Disordered appetite healed. The disorder healed here is fear. Fear of rejection, fear of loss, fear of isolation. Aquinas teaches that fear can paralyze the will when anticipated suffering appears greater than the good pursued. If righteousness threatens reputation or comfort, appetite may retreat. Persecution reveals whether desire has been truly reordered. It exposes whether justice was conditional, whether mercy was selective, whether peace was convenient. Fortitude does not eliminate fear, it subordinates fear to love. Augustine notes that the martyrs did not despise life. They loved God more. That difference marks the boundary between recklessness and courage. Linked to the Lenten pillar, persevering discipline. The Lenten discipline quietly prepares the soul for endurance. Prayer strengthens union with God. Fasting trains the will to withstand discomfort. Almsgiving detaches the heart from possession. These are not dramatic gestures, they are habituating acts. Aquinas teaches that fortitude is perfected not only in heroic moments, but in steady endurance. The small renunciations of Lent build the capacity for larger fidelity. Traditional manuals preparing the faithful for communion remind them that perseverance in grace is itself a gift. Fidelity is sustained by sacramental life. Lent trains stability. An examination of conscience. Examine this beatitude without exaggeration or excuse. Where do I soften truth to avoid disapproval? Have I compromised conviction for comfort? Do I avoid witness when it may cost me? Have I resented small inconveniences while claiming devotion? Fortitude asks whether my love of righteousness is conditional.
Yeah, it's to be expected, right? I mean, all of us are the greatest visual, shall we say, of those who have suffered persecution for Christ's name, right? Are all of our saints and our martyrs. But all of us are called to sanctity, right? Hopefully not martyrdom, you know, but there is an element of sanctity that is within martyrdom that all of us are given the grace to have. If we avail ourselves of it. And you know, this is the culmination of our Lord's Beatitudes. And I kind of feel like with this one, reading it the same way that I did when I read Aristotle's Politics, you know, he talks about like the rightly ordered bad governances and good governances. And then the last chapter is on how to raise children. And I always thought, well, where did that come from? That just seems like it's out of left field. Well, no. The whole purpose of being able to have the rightly ordered governance is for the education of children, and the education of children is for the right ordering of governance, right? And it's the same thing with these Beatitudes. All of them are predisposed to giving us, who are not natural creatures of the earth, right? We are, particularly once we have been baptized, we have been claimed by a heavenly father to live in his kingdom. And that is going to necessitate our having persecution here in this life, because we don't fit the bill, right? And the more that we are ordered to him, the less likely we are to fit here, right? And so it's all of those beatitudes are given to us to create the necessary foundation and the correct amount of grace for us to be able to endure those things. So you can't endure persecution for our Lord's sake if you're not merciful. You can't endure persecution if you are not first poor in spirit, right? All of those things, he's basically giving you the guide, the instruction guide on how is it that you will undergo that final test and pass it with his assistance, right?
That is correct. Confessional preparation. In confession, fear must be acknowledged honestly. Aquinas notes that cowardice opposes fortitude when fear prevents pursuit of good. It may appear as silence when truth requires speech, or as retreat when charity requires sacrifice. Prepare by naming where you withdrew from fidelity. Where did fear govern action? Augustine reminds us that courage grows from love. The more charity is restored, the less tyrannical fear becomes. Absolution strengthens charity. Strengthened charity steadies the will. Orientation toward the promise. The promise returns us to the beginning. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The journey that began in poverty of spirit ends in steadfast endurance. The kingdom belongs to those who neither grasp nor retreat. Aquinas teaches that perfect happiness consists in the vision of God. Persecution endured for righteousness purifies love so that nothing competes with that vision. Joy here is not superficial optimism. It is stability in the good. It is Easter already begun in a soul that cannot be moved from charity. A Lenten reflection. Identify one area where you have hesitated to live your faith fully. Take one concrete step this week that aligns action with conviction, even if it is small. Let courage grow quietly. Begin there.
Ability and the good. What a great line.
Yes, that's
Yeah.
right.
I mean, that's really all that we want, right? Is stability in our faith, stability in doing good, stability in charity. That's really like I said, that's just a great line.
It is. All right, friends, let us come back to the next episode and we'll see if we could kind of wrap up some of these thoughts. Until then, fides erat.